Picture a herd of camels grazing peacefully on a mountain in Northern California, Bactrian camels with their two humps. They are part of Sacred Camel Gardens, a place where people can come on camping retreats to learn about human-animal interactions. Again, this is California. In September, a fast-moving fire threatened this peaceful scene. The Valley Fire in Lake County killed 4 people and destroyed over 1,200 homes. As it approached the Sacred Camel Gardens, director Stuart Camps found himself facing a tough decision. He had no way of getting the herd to safety. He was only there with one other caretaker, Sarah Turtelot, and together they decided to stay with the animals come what may.
This is Baraka, and this is Keitu, Akbar, Lotsi, and Purni.
I woke up about 3 a.m. and everything was incredibly black. No sky really at all. And there was an incredible roar off in the distance, like a tsunami making its way towards us. I didn't at first know what the hell it was. I was sort of disoriented. It was like, the fire's gone. The fire's moved away. What the hell is this? And the camels were here with us. And we all just stood here waiting. And that was the scariest time for me because we couldn't see what we were dealing with, and we didn't know what was coming. The camels all took off at one point and went down in the direction of the roar, which was not what we wanted. I had obviously expected a fire here at some point in time. It was inevitable. And with 18 camels and one camel trailer and one truck, I decided a long time ago that we will probably stay here. We put a lot of gravel down, extended it out a little way, and the camels congregate up here a lot. So they keep the grass down through the summer, and that was why I planted myself here, and was one of the reasons I didn't want to go down into the paddock to find them, because I wanted to, they would know I was here, and if I left, they would know I had left, and that could be disconcerting. And then flames started cresting the ridges at the other end of the valley. We could see the humps through the, against the flames, making their way up through the field. And coming up with them was a whole host of rabbits running along along the pasture as well, among the camels. And then they got here, and we all just waited. And all 18 camels and the two of us. And we watched with the camels the fire coming up the valley, and it looked like the flame was just reaching for trees and breaking necks and reaching for the next tree and snapping trees, and trees were exploding, and there were explosions off in the distance. You could hear propane tanks exploding and car alarms going off and tires exploding. So within a short period of time, we're standing here completely surrounded by flame. And a couple of times, Sarah threw herself down on the ground here. I grabbed this tree here when the winds were whipping up, just because we didn't know how strong these things were. The camels were all holding each other, making sure everybody was safe. And there was no one was being hysterical. Nobody was being pushed aside. Everybody was being included, and everyone was being looked after. And then we watched the fire continue up the field here, and it just kept chewing up the forest here, and it left us. We realized at that point we were safe. We've got to repair a lot of fences. We've got to get the water going again, and lots of tidy up. To be frank, I didn't know if we'd make it through, and I know Sarah wouldn't leave and I wouldn't leave. Well, I've been with the camels now for 21 years. It's my life, and it would have broken my heart to have left and have them survive without me and not have been here to help them, or to have perished. That would have been hard.